Meeting in committee, the Escambia County Commission voted 3-2 Tuesday to instruct staff to gather information on awarding a contract to build a 1,476-bed facility. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports that would replace both the central booking unit and the main jail.
Let's go back to April 30th when a massive explosion at the CBU occurred during major flooding that also hit the building.
Our investigation into the Escambia County Jail has determined that the explosion at the jail was the result of a natural gas release into the facility.
Chris Cade is a spokesman with the State Fire Marshal's Office. The booking facility sustained major damage in the explosion, which also killed two inmates and injured 184 other prisoners and staff. Inmates are now being held at the main jail, a work camp in cantonment, and at lockups in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties.
We got to have a jail. We can't send 700 inmates out forever in another county. So let's step up to our responsibility.
Commissioner Wilson Robertson.
I don't care if we have to take the insurance, take the balance out of some LOST, and float a bond issue, folks. We're mandated to have a jail. Let's just get the process started.
One question to be answered deals with repairing the damaged building or starting from scratch at a new location, away from a flood-prone area. David Wheeler, the county's facilities director, sought direction from the panel for one of two proposals. The first is a 697-bed replacement for the CBU only, built in 36 months and costing $77 million.
We also talked about another replacement facility of 1,476 beds, which would replace central booking detention and the main jail, which is 779 beds, and construct one facility that would house both locations. The estimate for the 1,476-bed facility was $171 million.
That project would be completed in about 39 months after the acquisition of about 50 acres of property and rezoning. Core functions in both, kitchen, laundry, infirmary, administration, and security, would be designed to accommodate future expansion.
Per state statutes, we're required to follow procurement guidelines. We have three methods of going forward with design construction of a new facility. The traditional design bid build, the construction manager at risk, and the design build. Staff is recommending that we go forward with a design build.
Three of the commissioners favor design build: Robertson, Gene Valentino, and Grover Robinson.
We'd be smart right now to combine these two facilities and do one facility, because we got to do one new one anyways. And the best thing that I see for us to do is to try to create a new facility that's going to allow us to reduce our operations, so we can take that operational money and put it into programs and try to keep people out of crime.
Commissioner Stephen Berry and Chairman Lumen May voted against the proposal, taking a wait-and-see approach. May wants more input from staff before making a final decision.
We don't even have a location. Design build, this is not going to accelerate it at all. We don't have the funding source. We don't have the land. We're saying going out and get a design build to come design for what and where. You don't even have that. So I don't see how this is going to accelerate it. We still have unanswered questions that we should have resolution to before we go forward.
Once you spend all this money, you want to make sure that you spend it wisely, and you want to make sure that you're planning for the future.
Jack Brown is Escambia County Administrator.
So that in 10 years or 15 years, they're not sitting there saying you got it wrong or else you missed a great opportunity to build a new facility that would handle everything. Most of the experts that staff has spoken to has recommended you go with a low-profile facility utilizing newest technology.
The Escambia County Commission's expected to take the information from staff and then set a date for accepting contractor bids, most likely around the 1st of November. The type of building, where to put it, how to pay for it, and future expansion are other stories for another time. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.